School librarians are in danger of becoming extinct in Michigan. Just why has that happened, and what does it mean for our kids and their literacy skills? Kathy Lester is a school library media specialist and technology coach in Plymouth Canton Schools. She's at East Middle School and past president of the Michigan Association for Media in Education. Kathy, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Kathy, a report in Chalkbeat, Detroit tells us that 92% of schools in Michigan do not have a full-time certified librarian, and we've seen the number of school librarians in Michigan drop 73% from 2000 to 2016. What happened?
I believe that it's a combination of things that happened. First off, our state went through a pretty large recession and funding was cut. And since school librarians tend to be a single person in their building, it seemed easier to cut those positions than to cut classroom teachers. And so that was one thing. I think another is that there was, for a while, a little bit of belief that school libraries were coming obsolete. And that is far from the case. If anything, I think school librarians are even more needed today than in the past. We're all about information, not just books. And that information is online. It's all sorts of media, whether it be video, audio, print, electronic resources. We deal with all of that and help our students navigate that.
And I think that's it's worth kind of digging into that. I think if people have not been to school in a number of years, they've got an image of someone who sits behind a desk and helps kids find a book and navigate the drawers of little index cards and the Dewey Decimal System. Tell us more about how things have changed.
Well, we've always been about information, and so we've changed with the times as the source of where people get their information changes. We've changed right along with that, and we're still about reading and building library collections that meet our curriculum at our school, as well as the reading needs of all our students. We have training on selection and creating a diverse collection, and so we build that reading culture at our school, but then we also help build students' college and career readiness. And through that, we teach research skills. We teach students how to navigate that world of information out there and how to avoid false information, where to find some really quality information, how to cite their sources, how to avoid plagiarizing sources, what copyright is. We're, you know, strong believers in supporting the copyright laws. And we also teach our kids digital citizenship skills. So in today's world, kids need to know how to be safe online. They need to know how to communicate in effective means while they're online. So we teach all of those skills as well. And that's why we are certified teachers. And the last thing that we do is we've always sort of supported technology and technology integration in our classes, and we've changed along with that technology. Years ago, it might have been film strips and VHS tapes, and now it's online resources and digital video, digital audio, and we help teachers integrate technology in meaningful ways with classes and teach students how to create. I don't know if you've heard of the maker movement, but school libraries and librarians are a big part of that maker culture and maker movement in teaching students critical thinking and creativity skills.
So not having a librarian at your school if it puts kids at quite a disadvantage. I can hear this huge array of services and kinds of learning that school library media specialists like yourself offer.
Right, that's true. And there's studies that show that schools with a certified media specialist at their schools, the kids not only have better reading scores, but they also have better scores on ACT exams. They're more likely to graduate from high school. They have better research skills. So it's like that whole array of things that we support at our schools.
Kathy, give us an idea. Just give us a few examples of what it's like across Michigan in terms of how many students and how many librarians they have.
Well, I think statewide, our ratio are about 3,400 students per librarian, where the national average is right around 1,000. So we're 47th in the nation in terms of supporting our school libraries.
And what does this look like on the ground in some districts?
And in some districts like Detroit, they have 3 certified librarians for that whole district, and they are at 3 high schools, and they're 3 of the higher performing high schools like Renaissance High School, Cass Tech, and the Detroit School of the Arts. But there is really many of the elementary schools don't even have a library in Detroit. So that concerns me about the equity for our students.
So for students who do not have a librarian at their school, how is this impacting them, particularly when we talk about student reading and student literacy? What have we seen in Michigan?
I do see that the students without a school librarian at their school are at a big disadvantage. Without having that access to books, I believe there's a big inequity right now in our state in that respect, that some of the students that probably need our services the most don't have them. Again, studies show that those reading scores are more important for our students who are at risk, so maybe come from high poverty areas or have special needs or things like that. We actually support those students more because for a variety of reasons, they may not be getting that support at home, or maybe a student from a higher economic background might get more support at home.
And yet we stop and realize that Michigan prisons are required to have a certified librarian on staff. Michigan schools are not, but there is a package of bills being put forth by State Representative Darren Camilleri, who taught before going to the State House. Tell us about this package.
Representative Camilleri, Representative Colazar, and Representative Pagan have introduced 3 bills in the House. And the first bill is to require every school to have a school library. And I know that many people just assume that they do, but they do not. The second is to then require each one of those libraries to be staffed by a certified media specialist. And then the third is to have staff in place when the school librarian is out for a variety of reasons, whether it be that I'm like in a classroom teaching the classroom, someone's there to keep the library open while I'm out. So those are the package of 3 bills, and obviously our association is supporting those bills, and there's a lot of other organizations and that are supporting that as well.
Kathy, we know there are districts where money is a big, big challenge. How are they supposed to find the funding to number one, have a library, and number two, have that certified librarian?
I do believe that, you know, Governor Whitmer is trying to get more money for schools. And in a certain sense, too, I think school districts need to look at their priorities. I teach in Plymouth Canton schools, and we get the minimum per pupil funding right now, but yet somehow they were able to prioritize to have a certified school librarian at every school. Same thing, I live in Brighton, and Brighton schools are in a similar situation, get the minimum funding per pupil, and they also have a certified school librarian at every school. So I think a combination of the two things, hopefully we'll be able to get more money for education, number one, and then number two, have schools take a look at their priorities.
Are there enough librarians to fill positions, or are fewer people choosing to become certified librarians?
I believe that there have been less people choosing because there weren't any jobs available in the past, but Wayne State University has a new program for currently certified teachers to earn the additional certification for library media in 15 credits, and it's all online. And they're ready to ramp up to accept more students, and they had a really large interest in that program and had a good number of students taking that program this summer. So I think that there are people also who were essentially maybe laid off or forced into early retirement, and they would also be interested in going back as well. So it may take a bit, but I do think that we could fill the need.
Kathy, what's at stake here? What do you see as the future of school librarians and libraries in Michigan?
Well, I'm hopeful that I'm mostly concerned about equity to our students, but I'm hopeful that I see a small trend where schools are adding back this position and trying to energize their school library programs. So I'm really hopeful that that trend will continue. Of course, I would love to see the bills go through and pass in our state. I believe every school should have a minimum set of services for our students, and that all students should be afforded those same services. So I'd like to see those bills pass, but I am very hopeful.
Kathy Lester, school library media specialist and technology coach in Plymouth Canton Schools. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you.